Hi everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2089. Morning, and taking a walk in the sunshine to just get some sun on my face. And I'm lacking a little bit of energy this morning, a little bit tired. I think it's I did a couple of workouts over the weekend. My sleep's been a little bit disrupted at night time, waking up really early, and did a workout about an hour ago, doing a little bit of work in between, and I just feel like I need to have a little nap, so I might finish this walk and go home and have a bit of a 15-minute nap before I get into some really busy stuff today. So I'm thinking, as I was lying in bed this morning, about, I don't know, I guess the different stages that you go through in your life. And I guess I'm at an age where, or perhaps it's more reflective. And thinking about, you know, those next steps, what I've got to do today, and what I've got to do this week, and the success that I want to achieve over the, you know, this next week. But then there are moments of time when you can't help but think about, you know, what does the next year look like? What does the next few years look like? As I approach 60, I mean, I guess it's a milestone year. It's that around that 60, 65 is the age where people start to think about retiring and that kind of stuff. And I think I will just always keep going. So I love adding value to people and doing the work that I do. But I guess there's just moments where you just, you know, to be honest, I was lying there this morning thinking, man, I could just stay in bed all day the way I feel at the moment. I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'm just tired. And just like, no, come on, you got to get out of bed. You got to go do that workout. You've got things to do today. You've got clients that need you. You've got a daughter that needs you, and you've got to just keep on going on. And it then made me reflect on, do you know, we come into the world alone. We go out alone, and many of the things that we do in our life, no one else can do them for. We have to do them ourselves. And there's this drive that I have, this ongoing hunger and commitment to just keep bringing forth the best version of myself. No one else can do that. Like, that has to come from within me. And I guess there are just days when it feels harder to do than others, but that's just part of greatness. And yesterday I posted a snippet from an interview I did with Olympic gold medalist Duncan Armstrong, which I did last year sometime. And one of the things we got talking about in this little clip, is only like 30 seconds, was just how hard is the mental resilience and toughness and fortitude that is required to be an Olympic gold medalist. And when you hear him talk about the workload that was required day after day after day after day, like 6 hours of training, 10,000 calories of food, like you're just eating that amount of food to get that amount of calories in on a daily basis is a major piece of work in itself. Forget the training, just doing that part. But then you've got the training, you've got the recovery, you've got the food, you've got a life to lead in between as well to keep that mindset going strong and strong and strong. And there are going to be days where you're like, you're so tired that it's like, how do I back up to do this again? And he was saying, well, it's really the difference between a good athlete and a champion, an Olympic champion. The good athlete can do the training and do perhaps the food, but what makes the champion is somebody that's going to do it relentlessly, and they're not going to stop, and they're just going to keep pushing, and they're going to keep pushing. And it's that extra edge that most people do not have. Most people aren't prepared to do that extra work, don't know how to do that extra bit, don't know how to dig that deep in order to bring out what people perhaps expect, what you expect of yourself, and to go to that next level. Think about it, the gold medalist, to be the best in the world at that particular point in time, and the preparation that needs to go into that to get to that point. Most people don't have it in them, but that's the point. That's the difference, and that's what makes it really special when you watch it, and when you know the backstory of somebody, the work that they have put in day after day after day. And even though Duncan had coaches and support around him, he's got to be the one that does it. We can be standing on the sideline saying, come on, get in the pool. Come on, do those laps. Come on, listen to your coach. Keep pushing yourself. Now go and eat your food and do all that kind of stuff. But he's got to be the one that actually does the work. And that can feel very lonely and very isolating when you are trapped in your own thoughts, in the lowest of lows, when you're tired, you're spent. You're like, you've just done that session. You think, wow, this is so, so hard. How do I keep going? And particularly if you are, like, let's say that you're years away from the Olympic medal. It's like, man, you think you've got to train this hard for years in order to be able to achieve this. And that in itself is a massive commitment, and it can be a huge kick in the guts every day when you realize how far away something is that you really want and how much you need to work for it in order to get there. And honestly, the only way to do that is you've got to break it down into smaller pieces, because if you're always focusing on that end goal and how much work there is, and talk yourself into or out of whatever it is that you're thinking about and experiencing in those moments, then it's going to wear you down and you're not going to be able to get there. But if you break it down and say, like, a perfect example is this morning's workout. So I got up this morning, my intention was to do it first thing this morning. I got up and I'm about seven sets into the workout, and I start to feel really, really flat, really tired, and not as tired as I am now. It's like, man, what's going on here? Why am I feeling like that? Why am I not as energized and as focused as perhaps I was thinking I should be, and as I was in the last workout? And so you kind of reverse engineer that a little bit and think about, well, did I sleep as well? Am I as well rested? Is there something else going on for me as well? And I put it down to the fact that perhaps I was about an hour short of sleep last night, and the fact that I was a bit perhaps hunger flat. I mean, normally I get up and I'll have a pre-workout drink, and then I'll go do the workout, and that's normally fine. But this today's workout, a little bit more intensity required, as well as my last snack last night didn't have as much protein in it, and I had it earlier because I had an earlier start in the day. So probably my last meal was about 6:45 p.m. I always normally have it later because I had an earlier dinner, and so I think that kind of contributed to it as well. And so, you know, I think about those things, and what I said to myself is, okay, so these are the goals for the rest of the workout, it's easy to just quit and walk out and say, oh, I'm just too tired right now. But instead, I said, no, these are the targets that you want to hit. You're going to go through the workout. You're going to finish it. And just keep pushing and focusing on getting to the end of that workout. And that's what I did. And felt good for getting through it. But if I compare it to the last workout I did, which was really good, like was really focused, it was on a Sunday. Sunday is probably my favorite day of the week to do a workout, just because of, you know, I don't have to worry about rushing for time. I've got, it's normally my only day of the week where I get to sleep in, so I get to enjoy that, and I'm more rested, and you know, just enjoying that process a little bit more. So you know, there's a big difference between a workout on a Sunday and a workout through the week. So I have another workout tomorrow. I'm going to back that up again, and my workout is scheduled to be a little bit later tomorrow, because I've got a very early morning with clients and stuff. So we'll see what that looks like at the tomorrow. I'll try and get some more rest. I'll tweak with my food and so forth to, you know, pull out a big one tomorrow. So that's just an example of when you're thinking about that bigger picture. If you always focus on the end result, doesn't mean you shouldn't refer to it from time to time. If you're always thinking about that, it can wear you down to the point where you become immobilized and no longer achieving the true greatness that you're really capable of. So we don't want to do that. We don't want to get to that position. It's tricky. So it comes back to, yeah, we're going to find a way, because life can be lonely when you're setting out to achieve these things that you want to achieve. And in many ways, you want all these people around you to lift you up and carry you the way. Now, you can have the support, you can have the coaches, you can have those things around you, a supportive family and partner and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, you've got to be the one that does the work, and they can only do so much because they only care so much, right? You have to stop looking for other people to give you the result that you want. The only person that can get that result is you. No one else can do it for you. You have to do it. And this is where I probably fooled myself for years, thinking, well, if I just get this coach, they say do this, I do that one time. And I probably didn't language it that way, but it's probably what I was thinking. I do this one or two times, and then bang, I'll have all this success. And at the time, probably reflecting on that, it is around the dollars that you're going to bring into your business by doing these things. And, you know, when it doesn't happen, you realize, well, you know, why isn't it happening? And the point is, you've got to do it over and over and over and do the right things, and you've got to keep pushing relentlessly. There's not going to be that one thing that you do. There's not going to be that coach that is going to just be the magic formula and everything will just change. I've got the best coach in the world in terms of the number one wealth coach in the world, and the only reason I've been able to achieve the things that I want to achieve is because he's helped me realize and create this unrelenting work ethic that just doesn't stop on the focus, that just doesn't stop. And until you get to that point and realize that it's all on you, and you've got to create this work ethic that you've never had before. You've got to create the focus that you've never had before. You've got to be working the 7 days a week. You've got to be, you know, driving yourself to improve every single day. Until you get to that point, you are never going to achieve the full extent of what it is that you're capable of. And look, I was talking to somebody yesterday. We were talking about podcasts, and she was saying that she has, you know, about 20 plays of the podcast. They've done like 7 episodes, something like that. As I said, look, I've done... Oh, that's all right, before I tell you that, she said that, oh, she knows of some people before they've even launched their podcast. They've got like 1,000 people, kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't even know how you know that, but anyway, the point is, I said, look, I've done over 3,300 podcasts. I said, I worry about looking at what anyone else is doing because there's always going to be somebody that's going to be way more successful than you. But I'm not going to get the millions and millions of listeners and so forth, but I don't worry about that. What I think about is, well, why am I doing this podcast to begin with? And a part of it is for the legacy, for the people that I leave behind me, and recording as many episodes as possible, so that once I'm gone, there's a whole bunch of content for people to listen to, and many of the things that I talk about will not age. So in 100 years' time, the things that I'm talking about now, I'm sure, particularly when it comes to mental health, people say, wow, he was ahead of his time. He was talking about how this is going to be a problem and these are the things that we're going to need to do. Some of the things that I talk about now will never change, right? The principles will always remain the same. We'll always remain human. We'll always need to fuel ourselves the right way and feed our mindsets properly and look after ourselves in the best possible way, because no one else is going to do that for us. We have to do it ourselves in order to achieve the best possible version of us until they're, you know, like implanting AI chips in our head and stuff, and then we're all just human robots talking about the same things. It's up to us to do it. And so that's a big part of why I do it. And the other part is to connect with people, to be able to invite them to the show, to have conversations. And I don't know of anyone else on the planet that's done as many podcasts as me. So when people look at the work that I do, they're really impressed with my work ethic. They're really impressed with the consistency of the number of episodes that I've done. They're impressed with the guests that I've had on there. I now have people from all around the world reaching out to me with, like, people are paying them to find podcasts that are great for them to be on. And so I have people reach out to me to be on the show. And I never would have thought that that would be possible. I didn't think that the show would go to, I don't know, last time I checked a few months ago, it was like 70 countries across the two podcasts. I don't have a massive, massive audience, but if you're listening to this right now, thank you. And, you know, like, subscribe, share, comment, rate it, and, you know, we can help more and more people. But my point in telling you that is, it's easy to look at what everybody else is doing compared to other people. And I just said, look, there is so much inauthenticity out there that just keep doing you and adding great content and just keep being consistent, and you will find that you will attract the right audience. So many, if I just say influencers or people out there that are really faking what it is that they're doing. They buy followers, they buy likes, they buy comments, they do all that kind of stuff. And there can be a lot of like disingenuous people out there. If you look at the substance of what people are are providing, then it's like, really? Is that really the type of content that we want to be watching? I see this Australian guy. He comes up on my feed and he cuts lawns. And he seems like a really nice guy. He goes around to, you know, like local parks and communities and homes and stuff. And in between, he's obviously paying jobs. And he films tidying up these, you know, like really, really, overgrown gardens and that kind of stuff. And I saw one that he posted yesterday, I think it was. And it's had over 50 million views of just a video of him cutting weeds, doing edges, mowing grass. 50 million. I was like, well, really? So what do you take away from that? Well, I think maybe the particular job he did was a paid job. He posts some of them that and not paid jobs. He seems like a really nice guy, really genuine. He wants to, you know, do good in the community and that kind of stuff, which is great. And he's based up in Sydney. But how does it improve your life? Well, you get to see a satisfying result of a before and after of cutting your grass and do that kind of stuff. That's what seems to be the comments from people. So just have a look and say, so what is it about this guy that people are following? They find it satisfying to see a before and after of a messy yard versus a clean yard and so forth. Guy seems genuine, so good on him. I think about all the work that I put into recording podcasts and adding value each and every day. And, you know, I don't get 50 million views. Why? Because it's around personal growth and personal development. I'm sure if I posted like a podcast or photos or videos of my cat Whiskers every day, that would probably get more views than the content that I'm adding right here. But I guess the point is that it's hard to change. And most people just don't want to change. Most people just want to be entertained. And most of the people, of those, say, 50 million people that he's got viewing, they're not paying customers, right? And so, like, how much do you want to, if you think about why you're putting content out there, why you're doing all these things, if it's not adding value, like, if you're not getting those paying clients, if you're not doing that, I mean, what's the point? I keep doing this because it enables me to build those relationships with people and let my clients listen and so forth. So I know I'm adding value to them, but I also think beyond those moments and what this will do in the future for future generations as well. So it basically comes down to you being alone and being driven to achieve things that you never thought were possible for you by doing the same unrelenting things over and over and over again. You just have to keep pushing to become the best version of you. I keep talking about it because it's so important. And until you get that, and until you change your work ethic and your focus, and you're working harder than you ever worked before, you are never going to achieve what you're truly capable of. And you might say, well, that's just not true, or make up excuses or whatever. That's fine. I'm just telling you how it is. So that is my thought for the day. You're alone, but I've got your back. And you have to know that it's only the few out there that are working as hard as hell to achieve what it is that they want to achieve. Most people are not there. Most people aren't at the pointy end of the spear working as hard as they can to achieve something better for themselves. Most people don't want to do that. Exercise, but I do. So that's why I keep working. And some days it's just much harder than others. Some days are just, you know, you're a little bit tired. You don't have that same spring in your step that you normally do. But you've got to keep pushing nonetheless. All right, on that note, I'm out. Stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.